The following is a class on the Srimad Bhagavatam, first canto, chapter number 2, text number 1, given by His Grace, Sriman Sankarshan Dasatkikari, recorded on September 14th, 2010, in Sofia, Bulgaria.
So today we are reading from Srimad Bhagavatam, first canto, creation. Chapter number 2, Divinity and Divine Service, text number 1. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Te Vasudevaya. Vyasa Uvacha. Iti Samprashna Sanghrishto. Vrpanang Ramaharshani. Pratipuja Vachasteshang. Pravaktam upachakrame. Vyasa uvacha. Iti samprashna sanghrishto. Vipranam ramaharshani. Pratipuja vachastesham. Pravaktum upachakrame. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace, Srila Prabhupada. Ugra Shrava, Sutta Goswami, the son of Robaharshana, being fully satisfied by the perfect questions of the Brahmins, thanked them and thus attempted to reply. Purport. The sages of Naimisharanya asked Sutta Goswami 6 questions, and so he is answering them one by one. Bandeha. Shri Guru. Shri Jata Parakamala Shri Guru Vaishnavamscha Shri Rupa Sagra Jata Sahagana Raguna Tanvita Tam Sajiva. Sadaitam Zavadutam Parijana Saitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Sri Radha Krishna Padan Sahagana Lalita Sri Vishakanvitamscha. So we can see here, what is the duty of the spiritual master? The sages inquired with so many questions. Actually, 6 questions, to be specific. And now it is the duty of the spiritual master to answer those questions. We can see how Srila Prabhupada was ideal in this regard. Even though he was so busy answering so many lectures, so many darshans, writing his books, he was so heavily engaged. But he very joyfully accepted his duty to answer the questions of his disciples. I know personally, Prabhupada, I wrote him with many different questions. And then it became a policy of our society that no one should write Prabhupada except for the temple presidents and the GBC and the sannyasis. But I took a little chance because I had written Prabhupada previously. He answered me very nicely. So I took a little gamble. And I wrote him anyway because I was addicted to his association. And Prabhupada wrote me back, encouraging me to inquire from my authorities instead of him. But then he also said, but if there is an urgent need, I'm always happy to hear from my beloved disciples. So now I had my excuse. I had my license. On routine questions, I should ask my authorities, my GBC, the sannyasis, the temple president, routine matters. But if there was something urgent, then Prabhupada was always happy to, yes, you're welcome to ask me your urgent question. So the spiritual master, he takes that as his labor of love to answer the inquiries of his disciples. So what does that mean then is the duty of the disciple? If the guru's duty is to answer questions, then what is the disciple's duty? What is the disciple? Who can say what is the disciple's duty?
Inquire.
To inquire and to
follow. He has to ask the question.
What kind of questions?
Huh?
Inquire what kind of questions?
So now Mataji has asked the question. Inquire what kind of question? Should it be like that man on the train who said, Swamiji, I have a sore knee. Can you cure my knee? Should it be like that? Now inquire in matters of how to realize the Absolute Truth, how to advance in Krishna consciousness. Sometimes it is a great headache. I receive so many emails from people wanting to know how they can have a happy love life. Some girl, Indian girl, write me, I want to marry this boy, but my parents won't let me. Swamiji, please bless me that I can marry this boy. This is not how one should approach the spiritual master. One should inquire from the spiritual master how to become perfect in Krishna consciousness. How to advance on that pathway back to home, back to Ganem. This is confirmed in Bhagavad Gita. Everyone knows the verse. Tadvidi pranipatena pariprasnena sevaya upadekshantite jnanam ganinastatvadarshinah. Just try to learn the truth by approaching the spiritual master. Inquire from him submissively. Render service unto him. The self-realized souls can impart knowledge unto you because they have seen the truth. Now, in case you missed the point that Krishna makes here, I want to elaborate on this verse. Krishna says not only that you should inquire, but you should also render service. Because realization in Krishna consciousness is not academic. It is realized knowledge. So how does one become realized in Krishna consciousness? It is according to the degree of the mood of bhakti that is awakened within the heart. In other words, to what degree you have developed a service mood. To that degree you will realize the truth. Therefore one should serve the spiritual master, not only inquire from him. If I simply take from Guru, but I don't give back to Guru something, that is selfish. That is not love. And without that loving exchange with the spiritual master, the realization will not come. Even in America, there used to be a custom that the children would bring a gift to the teacher, like of an apple or something like that, some kind of gift, do some service for the teacher. Because there's that mood of loving service to the teacher, to the spiritual master. That makes the heart soft. A steel, a solid steel heart, you see, you will not realize Krishna. The heart must melt. And then one can realize Krishna. So the service is the awakens the feelings of love within the heart. This service mood melts the heart. If one thinks, oh, I will be a devotee, but I don't want to render service to the Vaishnavas. What are they called? Kanishta Adhikari. They are materialistic devotee. We give them credit for being devotee. Well, you're chanting Hare Krishna, you're a devotee. Very good. But unless that service mood is there, They remain on the material level. One has to come to the Majjhim platform at least.
Don't put it in the mouth, it's dirty. Yeah.
They must come to the Majjhim platform at least. Of serving the Vaishnavas. Loving the Vaishnavas. And then from that platform they can progress further to the Uttama platform. So this loving service is very important in the business of inquiry. One must have that mood of loving service. The inquiry should not be of a challenging nature. Let me see if I can defeat the guru. But the inquiry should be a submissive nature. That you please enlighten me in matters of the Absolute Truth. Even if we are corrected, we should not feel angry. We may inquire and be chastised also. We shouldn't think, well, I don't dare inquire because I may get chastised if I inquire. Lord Chaitanya was chastised by his guru. You are such a fool, you cannot understand Vedanta. Better just chant Hare Krishna. So we should not be averse to being chastised by our spiritual master. We should be eager to get whatever mercy he may give us. It may be encouragement, it may be chastisement. It doesn't matter to the disciple. It's all nectar for the disciple. The disciple's mood is whatever will best facilitate my advancement. Let this, whatever spiritual master gives me, it is for my advancement in Krishna consciousness, whether it's chastisement or praise. Even if he ignores me, whatever it may be, it is for my advancement in Krishna consciousness. So in this way we should understand how to approach the spiritual master. Because it is in this way that Krishna accepts. If one wants to be a devotee of Krishna, but is not devoted to the devotee of Krishna, will Krishna accept his devotion? And say, are you the devotee of my devotee? You say, no, I'm just your devotee, Lord. I don't trust the devotees, I only trust you. Therefore, I'm simply your devotee and no one else, my Lord. What will he say? I don't know you. Who are you? You're nobody. Unless you're the devotee of my devotee, I do not accept you as my devotee. This is confirmed in the Adi Purana. Yeme bhakta jana parta na me bhaktastate janaha mad bhaktanam chaye bhaktaste me bhakta tamamata. My dear son of Prita Arjun, The one who is my devotee, yeme bhakta jana parata, na me bhakta stache jana, he is not my devotee.
Krishna каза на Арджуна, мой скъпи парта, този, който е твърди, че е мой преданодан, той не е мой преданодан.
Only the devotee of my devotee is my devotee.
Само преданоданият на мой преданодан е действителен.
So we must find a devotee that we can be a devotee of that devotee.
Така че ние трябва да открием такъв преданодан, на който можем да бъдем преданоданени.
That's how we become accepted by Krishna.
Това е начина, по който Кришна ще ни приеме.
It's not so much what you know as who you know.
Така че не е толкова важно какво знаете, а кого познавате.
You have the right connection, then you're in.
Ако имате добра връзка, тогава сте включени.
If you don't have the right connections, you may be a big, big scholar with so much erudite knowledge.
Ако нямате правилната връзка, може сте голям учен с много ерудирано знание.
But if you don't have the proper connections, you're nowhere.
Но ако нямате добрите връзки, правилните връзки, всъщност сте никъде.
So therefore, we have to seek out the association of a bona fide spiritual master and take shelter of him by initiation.
Затова ние трябва да търсим общуването на авторитетен духовен учител и да приемем подслон при него чрез посвещение.
And then fully dedicate our lives to executing his instructions.
И тогава напълно да посветим живота си в изпълнение на неговите наставления.
This is the perfection for the disciple. To take shelter of a bona fide spiritual master and to worship his every instruction as one's very life and soul. In this way, one becomes immediately situated in deathlessness. One is no longer living in Sofia, Bulgaria. One is living in the Vaikuntha world. He's living in
Krishna.
That is his home, Krishna. Where is your home? Krishna. Krishna is my home. I live in
Krishna.
But I see your mailing address says Sofia. How you can say you live in Krishna? You live in Sofia. That is the body only lives in Sofia. But I live in Krishna. That's where I live. You see? My body may live at my parents' house. But that's only my body. My actual self, the Atma, it lives at Krishna. That's where I live. I live in Krishna. Yomam pashati sarvatra sarvancha mai pashati tashahang na pranashami satcha mena pranashati. Krishna says, whoever sees me everywhere and sees everything, for whoever sees me everywhere and sees everything in me, I am never lost, nor is he ever lost to me. So when you look out of the window, do you see Sophie or do you see Krishna? Of course, Sophie is there. There's no denying. We don't say Sophie is false. We're not Mayavadi. Sophie is real. But that's not the all in all. The devotee, he sees Sophia, but behind Sophia, he sees Krishna. In other words, Sophia takes on a translucent quality. And he can see Krishna emanating Sophia. So we have to develop that transcendental vision to see how Krishna is emanating Sophia.
зрение, виждайки как Кришна излъчва
София. And Krishna is holding together Sophia.
Как Кришна всъщност поддържа София.
This is confirmed in the Bhagavad Gita. Does anyone know that verse? No, Manaji, let someone else. This chapter 7, text number
7.
Any of our pundits, Bhakti Shastris, know 7-7? Seven,
seven? Right.
Say it loud so everyone can hear.
Mayi.
Yes, very good. O conqueror of wealth, there is no truth superior to me. Everything rests upon me as pearls are strung upon a thread. So Krishna is the thread. You ever, just like our Kanti Mala, you take out that string and they just go, the beads fall everywhere, you see. You pull the string out, there's no more Kanti Mala, it's just scattered everywhere, you see. So Krishna is like the string holding together your Kanti Mala. If you take Sophia minus Krishna, the whole thing collapses into nothing. So Krishna is the thread holding everything together. So we therefore have to learn to see that. Nothing exists without Krishna to manifest it. Therefore, since everything is the manifestation of Krishna, everything should be used for Krishna. If it is Krishna's manifestation, then it is the property of Krishna. Ishavasham idam saravat yam yad kicham jagacham jagat. Tena chakchena bunjita mangrida kashasviddhanam. Sri Upanishad mantra number 1. Everything animate or inanimate that is within the universe is controlled and owned by the Lord. Therefore, one should accept only those things necessary for himself, which are set aside as his quota, knowing whom everything else belongs.
Собственост на Бога и затова човек трябва да използва само това, което му е отредено като негов дял и да не посяга на другото, знайки добре на кому принадлежи.
So I can ask now if there's any questions.
А сега има ли някакви въпроси?
Narad Muni Prabhu.
Чухме, че служението на духовния учител всъщност се изпълнява на неговите наставления. Въпросът ми е, когато ученика иска да направи нещо повече, но трябва ли да се смята, че е нещо по каприз или пък, че желание да се покаже или е правило?
We have heard that service to the spiritual master means to follow his instructions. And he is asking if the disciple wants to do something more. Is this something whimsical that he wants to show himself, or this is also accepted?
No, the disciple should do always do something more.
Не, ученикът винаги трябва да прави нещо повече.
Just look at Prabhupada.
Вижте Прабхупад сам.
What instruction did Bhaktisiddhanta Sarasvati Thakur give him? Spread Krishna consciousness in English. So, why is the Bhagavad Gita translated into Bulgarian? That's not what Bhaktisiddhanta said, he said English.
Това не е казал Бхактидан Сарасвати, той каза на английски.
Right? Prabhupada understood the innermost desire. He took the order of the spiritual master, but he understood that it's the heart of the spiritual master also, that he wants that the whole world to become Krishna conscious. So he began with the English language, because that was the direct order Prabhupada, that his Prabhupada had given him. But then he understood that Guru Maharaj actually wants that the whole world should be inundated with Krishna body. So let it be there in Bulgarian, Romanian, Estonian, Latvian, Lithuanian, Russian, Finnish, German, Dutch, etc., etc., etc. You see. So in this way the disciple, he has to understand.
Така, ученикът нашия Прабхупада разбрал какво е желанието на Бхактисиддханта Сарасвати. Първоначално той изпълнил неговата директна заповед.
Guru Maharaj has ordered me like this. I must do. But let me understand the innermost desire of my spiritual master.
Guru Maharaj ми нареди да направя това и нека да го направя, но нека разбера и вътрешното желание.
The same time, so I can accomplish that. I'll do what he tells me, but let me, even beyond what he has directly personally told me, if I can do that, understanding his heart's desire, that is my greatest success.
Нека направя това, което директно ми е казано, но ако мога да направя повече, разбирайки неговото желание на сърцето му, това е най-големият успех.
Questions?
Други въпроси?
Yeah.
Във връзка с мантра едно от и Шупанишат, като си казах, че всеки трябва да е удовлетворен от тъбър, който му се полага, но в материалния свят виждаме, че никой не е доволен от това, което има и всички конфликти са именно това с основа, всеки иска да получи повече. Има ли някакъв обективен критерий, който да установява справедливо дело на всеки един?
In regard to this mantra from Isha Upanishad that everyone should accept the quota that is set, but we can see that in the material world nobody is satisfied with the quota. So is there any objective criteria by which we can estimate which is the quota that is set aside for everyone?
Yes. Just like someone who works very hard physically, they can eat more. And someone who sits all day just working their fingers at a computer, they cannot eat as much. The man who works hard, he has a bigger quota for prasadam. So it's not that the man who works hard should have the same quota is a man who just sits all day and types on the computer screen.
Така че този, който работи физическа работа, трябва да яде повече от този, който работи на компютъра.
So you take whatever amount of material sense gratification will keep you healthy. That is stated in the Bhagavatam.
Така човек трябва да приема само такова количество стимулно наслаждение, което ще го поддържа здрав.
According to your occupational activities. You take whatever sense gratification, amount of sense gratification will keep you in a healthy state. That is your quota.
Зависимост от това, с което се занимава човек и това, което го поддържа здрав, това е дело му.
And if you exceed your quota, that will make you unhealthy.
Ако човек превиши своята квота,
it's like we see so many people, big, fatty, you know, huge, blubber ball bodies, you know. Very, very unhealthy. They will die young, you see. They're exceeding their quota. Any other questions? Тема Манджари.
Благодаря, обяснява се, че когато човек иска да бъде предан даден на Бог Кришна, но не иска да служи на предан даден, това означава, че сърцето му е студено. Малко повече да разясни какво всъщност означава с признаците, по които се проявява студеното сърце. За да може всеки един от нас, нали, да си прецени
you have explained that one who wants to be a devotee of Lord Krishna but does not want to serve the Vaishnavas, his heart is cold, like cold steel. Can you explain more about the symptoms of this cold heart, how it manifests in the dealings with the others?
Someone who is hard-hearted means they're selfish.
Човек, който има закоравяло сърце, той е себичен.
The English word is miser.
Английската дума е miser, което означава скъперник.
And also in English, I don't know about it in Bulgarian, but there's a word miserable.
In английски има думата miserable, която е...
So it's the same beginning, M-I-S-E-R. The word miser and miserable or miserable, it's the same beginning. It means the more, if you're selfish, then you'll be miserable. That's all.
Тази дума има същия корен, което означава, че ако си скъперник, ти ще бъдеш нещастен същевременно.
True happiness is only experienced by giving love.
Истинското щастие човек може да изпита само когато дава любов.
So the hard-hearted person, they may think they are happy, but actually they are miserable.
Така човек, който има вкоравено сърце, той може си мисли, че е щастлив, но всъщност той е нещастен.
Someone who doesn't know how to give love to others, you see, they are a miserable person.
Човек, който не знае как да даде любов на другите, той е нещастен, такъв човек.
Question.
Просим е, нали, нас не научили, че когато изпитваш някакви неприязни към някакво преподаване или ако имаш конфликт с него, добре е да му служиш. И има едно противоречие така, от едно настроение, което вътре в тебе, например, нали си негативно настроен, как мога да обърнеш това в позитивно настроение? Знам, че е така, но в принцип е много трудно. Ако може да обясни, как може да от едно настроение да плееш в друго, така е най-лесно мога да си.
We have been taught that if we feel some unpleasant feeling for a devotee, or
unpleasant
feeling, if we have an unpleasant feeling for a devotee, we should serve this devotee. That's what we have been taught, but
okay.
It's difficult to transform this feeling from the bad feeling to the good feeling. So how to this transform?
Well, that's a good advice. If you have some difficulty in relationship with a devotee, you should serve that devotee. That's a very good advice someone has given.
Това е добър съвет, който ни е даден, че когато имаме проблеми в отношенията с прямо даден, можем да му служим.
If I hate you,
ако аз те мразя,
then I should serve you to try to overcome my bad feelings in the heart.
Аз трябва да ти служа, за да превъзмогна своето лошо чувство.
But what if I have no opportunity very often to serve you, you see?
Но ако нямам възможност да ти служа много често, какво да правя?
But I don't see you very often.
Не те виждам много често.
And when I do see you, it's just that there's a big program going on and I have no facilities to serve you directly. Maybe serve out the prasadam so I can give you some prasadam. So what if there's not so much opportunity to actually render service to the person that you hate?
Какво може да стане, ако нямаш възможност да отдаваш служене на личността, която мразиш, например?
There's still something you can do even in such a case. That is within your heart. You should be thinking, well, I had some difficulty with this person, but just see all their wonderful qualities.
Трябва да си мислиш вътре, в сърцето, в ума. Аз имах проблеми с тази личност, но просто виж колко добри качества има тази.
Sometimes we have difficulties with our god brothers, for example.
Някога ние трудно се разбираме с своите духовни братя, например.
It's not unusual. Even Prabhupada had difficulties with his god brothers.
И това не е необичайно. Дори Шива Прабхупада имал такива трудности.
He said they gave me depression, repression, and compression.
Шива Прабхупада казва, те ме ми даваха депресия.
So it happens sometimes, or maybe like one's god brothers may handle you roughly by their embrace, but it mildly. So what to do? You have to try to appreciate Even though you may have had some bad experience, you have to think, but how would Prabhupada see this person?
Дори да имаме някакъв лош опит, трябва да се опитаме да видим как Прабхупад би гледал на такава личност.
We really should try to find, we should always be looking and seeing all the devotees and seeing their good qualities, you see.
Винаги трябва да се опитваме да откриваме и да гледаме добрите качества на преданодарените.
It's like I always remember Purusha Tuta Prabhu.
Както аз винаги помня Пуруша Чута
Прабху. The first time I came to Bulgaria, there was a Ratha Yatra going on.
Първият път, когато идох в България, имаше Ратха Ятра.
It was so cold.
И беше толкова студено.
And there he was on the chariot, and it was just cold like anything. We were all freezing, you know. And he was there with no shirt, just his chadar, serving Jagannath in the cold, just tolerating the cold for Jagannath, so he can be a Pukka Brahman in the cold weather. I was so impressed with him, you see. So, and this way, I always have this image of my heart of Purusha Tuta Prabhu, how he takes all austerities for the pleasure of Jagannath, you see.
И аз винаги пазя този образ на Пуруша Чута Прабху, как той приема отречение, за да служи на...
So in this way, we should try to see every devotee. There's the good quality of the devotees, you see.
А затова ние винаги трябва да гледаме добрите качества, предано дадените.
And try to appreciate them. Even if sometimes I have a disagreement, we should always think, but such nice service they have rendered to Prabhupada, such nice service to Jagannath. In this way, I always see the good of the Vaishnava. And then if I'm feeling good like them about like that, even if there's some opportunity to serve them, I will do it naturally, without... It won't be artificial because I'm always thinking good about them. If I serve you but I'm not thinking good about you, then my service will not be very nice. It's like if I hate you but then I've been told to serve Prashadam to you, how will I serve you? I hate you.
And
say, here's your Prashadam. So I have to be cultivating a very wonderful attitude. Oh, Mathura. In spite of his, you know, being so entangled in the serving, being an officer in the military, what a heavy material energy he has to deal with, but still he comes the humble devotee of the temple, even though you're an officer, right? Yeah, an officer in the Bulgarian army. But here he comes, you know, he's a big officer in the Bulgarian army. He comes here as a humble servant of the Lord. So in this way, you see, we should try to see with every devotee. Because every devotee has some glorious, wonderful qualities, you see. It's like I appreciate the good qualities of Guru Nishtadevi, you know, see? Even though she has so many faults, it's my duty as the Guru to see the faults, you see. Actually, all of my disciples have so many faults. But at the same time, they have so many good qualities, you see. So in this way, we should always see the good qualities in the devotees. In this way, we can serve them with love. In this way, we can benefit by their association to the fullest extent. So our time has run out. Yeah, we have to stop here. Today we have to get out early. We have to go. It's important work to do for one of our disciples. So we'll stop here and say whatever question you have. Save your question for tonight. Remember your question. You can ask it tonight. So we thank you very much. Gandharaj Srimad Bhagavatam ki jai, Srila Prabhupada ki jai.
Krishna Sankarsana Prabhu ki jai.